The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
To beat Migs. I know Dan from Woodinville is. Dan, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan. Question for you. Were you listening to the men's room yesterday at 5:40 to get three correct answers from the cheat sheet?
Oh, my goodness. No, I missed it.
That's okay. You're a man of integrity.
Well, Dan is ready. Steve, that means you got to get out of the studio.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Dan has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
A spork is a combination of what two utensils?
Fork, wait, knife and, no. Knife and spoon?
No.
Fork and spoon.
Yes, in what sport is the Heisman Trophy awarded?
Football.
Yes, who sang Sweet Home Alabama? What decade was the first Grammy Awards held?
The 50s.
Yes. What natural disaster destroyed three of the seven wonders of the ancient world?
Hurricane.
No.
Tornado.
No.
Tsunami.
No. Piloerection is another word for what reflexive response? No.
Blinking?
No. In what U.S. state did the first Six Flags open?
Texas.
Yes. What popular toy was invented by taking empty pie plates and throwing them in the air?
Empty what?
Pie plates and throwing them in the air.
A frisbee.
Yes. You got five correct, Dan.
Woo-woo.
Woo-woo. Yeah, right down the middle, baby.
Let's go.
Here comes the man, the myth. The legend, I guess.
Fucking crazy.
Steve Migs.
Oh.
Migs, are you ready?
Yes!
A spork is a combination of what two utensils?
Oh, man, I love the old spork. The spoon and the fork.
Correct. In what sport is the Heisman Trophy awarded?
That would be college football.
It is. Who sang Sweet Home Alabama?
Play some Skinner, man. Leonard Skinner.
Yes. What decade were the first Grammy Awards held?
The 50s, 1950s.
Yes. What kind of natural disaster destroyed three of the seven wonders of the ancient world?
Earthquake?
Yes. Piloerection is another word for what reflexive response?
What was that word again?
Piloerection.
Can you say it slower, please?
No, piloerection.
What was the question?
Piloerection is another word for what reflexive response?
Gag?
No.
Knee jerk?
No.
Tickle.
No. In what U.S. state did the first Six Flags open?
New York.
No.
Texas.
Yes. What popular toy was invented by taking empty pie plates and throwing them in the air?
Frisbee?
Yes. Oh, in what 1989 movie did Kevin Costner play Ray Kinsella?
Was that Waterworld?
No.
Dances with Wolves?
No.
The Natural?
No.
I can't think of it.
Steve?
Uh-huh.
You got seven correct, and that is a win, 7-5. Sorry, Dan from Woodinville.
Oh, good game. Go good Cougs. Game.
Go Cougs, that's right.
With the Cougs.
I'm smart. You dumb.
Want to know what piloerection is?
Yes, badly.
Goosebumps.
Goosebumps.
Yeah. And then... the movie where Kevin Costner played Ray Kinsella, Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams.
Yes, there you go, Steve. Congratulations on your victory. We have a new T-shirt in the Rock Shop where you look like a character from the show Dogman.
And I hear if you put it on, it feels so good that it gives you a pyro reaction.
Oh, boy. Well, I can't speak to that. I can't speak to that personally.
Whenever I look at the mirror of me wearing that shirt.
You can get your very own I Beat Migs shirt, pyro erection, sold separately at KISW.com.